morning and welcome. If you're visiting with us, we're glad you're here today. Thank you for coming to worship. In the church calendar box, you'll see that we are continuing our Wednesday night Bible study in the book of 1 Thessalonians. We'll pick up in chapter 4 this Wednesday night at 6:30, if you'll come. We will have a light meal together, and then we'll have our Bible study, and then we will have a time of prayer, and then we'll have our session meeting. Our third Sunday fellowship luncheon is a third Sunday fellowship cookout for July. It'll be July the 15th at 6:30 p.m. at Julia Fernandez's Lake House. That is the third Wednesday in July. So this time, there won't be a third Sunday fellowship luncheon, but there will be this cookout at Julia Fernandez's Lake House on July the 15th at 6:30 p.m. The Westminster Shorter Catechism, question 26, says, how doth Christ execute the office of a king? And the answer is,
Christ executed the office of a king.
The call to worship this morning is an invitation from the Lord Jesus Christ. Would you read it with me responsively? Jesus says, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Please stand and join me, and let's sing together the doxology. May be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh Lord, you are worthy of praise from every mouth, of confession from every tongue, of worship from every creature. For you are the Creator of the earth and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. You also are our great Redeemer by Jesus Christ. So we have assembled to ascribe to You, O Lord, glory and strength, to worship You, O Lord, in the splendor of Your holiness. Fill this place, we pray, with Your presence. And may we glory in Your praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, who also taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our first hymn this morning is number 164, O 4,000 Tongues to Sing. Please stand and let's sing stanzas 1 through 4, and we will continue to stand through the Apostles' Creed and the Gloria Patri. Join me and let's recite together the Apostles' Creed as we reaffirm our faith together. Christian, what is it that you believe? I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Be seated.
Oh.
Prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we have sinned against You in thought and word and in deed, but You have promised mercy through Jesus Christ to all who sincerely repent and believe in Him. We have sought our own pleasure in the place of Your glory. We have disowned Christ. We have been disloyal to the cause of Christ and disobedient to the will of Christ. Forgive us and restore us, O Lord. Refocus our lives back upon Jesus Christ. As we align ourselves with Him, let us find those who need to hear the gospel. Let us find those who need mercy and compassion. Let us minister to them. Father, I pray for our nation that You would revive in our land a thirst for Your word and a love for the gospel. We pray for missionaries that we specifically support here, the Chaplains, the Davilas, the DeHogues, the Pattersons, the Romaines, the Hills, the Jamesons, and the Bowlings. We pray for them all, Father, that You would give them fruit for their labors in the gospel. Father, we pray for those in our congregation who have needs. We especially think of Martha Davis this morning and the others. And we pray for them that You would bring comfort and healing to them. We pray all of these things in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, who is the way and the truth and the life. Amen. Page 828 in the back of your hymn book, you will find the words to Psalm 117. Psalm 117 is our responsive reading this morning. Would you please turn there and read it with me responsively? Praise the Lord, all you nations. For great is His love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever.
Praise the Lord.
Our next hymn is number 455. We're going to sing stanzas 1, 3, and 5. Would you please turn to hymn 455 and stand with me and let's sing. And Can It Be That I Should Gain? Thank you. You may be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we prepare to receive our morning offering. Our Father in heaven, we thank you that there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus has taken our condemnation upon Himself and set us free. Free from the wrath of God. And so we thank you so much for that, and we bring these offerings as a manifestation of our worship and thanksgiving to you. We pray that you would receive them as such and use them, bless them to the spread of your kingdom throughout the uttermost parts of the earth. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. This morning comes from John chapter 14, verses 1 through 7. John 14, 1 through 7. And this is what it says. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way where I'm going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you know him and have seen him. This is the word of God. Grass withers, the flower fades. The word of our God stands and abides forever. May he bless the reading of it and the preaching of it to you this day.